looking for the conga line myself. I think we should just clear the aisles. I think we should dance and sing. Thank you, Rhonda, for that music. I love it. Okay, let's see. I can't see. Hold on. All right. How many people wearing white out there? Okay. Y'all know tomorrow's Labor Day. Tomorrow's the last day. You got to wear white. it's nice that we can grow up, make our own decisions, and I'm going to wear white for the rest of the year if I want to. So y'all have plenty of time to wear white. So feel free. Also, white reminds me of spirituality, and we're here to talk about Reiki and spirituality and how the two go together. So what is spirituality? Throw out some words for me. Love. Yes. Peace. Joy, happiness, divine connection, compassion, forgiveness, signs of wonders. So that's another reason I wore white, because when I wear white, I feel connected to true divine source, to creator, some call it whatever you want to call it, God, soul, energy, universal energy, life force. Anyway, we're all here. Spirituality is to find your own connection to that which is within. So, okay, where else am I? Okay, darkness cannot drive out the darkness. Only the light can drive out the darkness. And Reiki, that's what Reiki is. Reiki is pure divine light, pure divine love. And it's a wonderful way to connect to our spirituality. And it came to me when I was making a roast yesterday. You know, we talk about like-minded people. Well, I heard light-minded people. And being here, I am surrounded by light-minded people. And it's a wonderful feeling. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing and bringing love and compassion and joy and all those things we were talking about, which is spirituality. Okay, now we're going to talk about Reiki. It is a spiritual practice. It was founded by Mikao Yasui, a Japanese man. He's a Buddhist monk, Christian Buddhist monk. And he taught us the Reiki precepts, which is, for today, I will not worry. Today, I will not anger. Today, I will love every human being and be kind to everyone, including my husband. That came up this morning. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, Lord, you're right. I forgot. So anyway, these, I think, are Buddhist precepts, or came from the Buddhist teachings. And also in the Buddhism was here before Jesus, Yeshua came. And they, in their teachings, they said that Yeshua got in trouble because he spoke to not only the poor, but God forbid he spoke to women, and he was teaching women. So, ladies, we've come a long way, and perhaps, you know, I have some fear doing this, because many lifetimes, I don't know if you believe in past lives or not, but I had problems when I would speak out truth and speak out love. So I'm facing my biggest fear here. So bear with me. Okay. Okay. Dr. Yasui, or Mikao Yasui, Reiki goes back 100 years. And it's started out in Japan, and then he taught someone named Howa Takada, who lived in Hawaii. She had Japanese descent, and she visited family in Japan. She was very ill. She went over there, went to a Reiki clinic, and for 4 months, and was healed, completely healed. And she's like, please let me learn this, let me learn this. And they hadn't taught women. They're like, okay, finally, okay, we'll teach you. And then she took it to Hawaii, and then she's known to have brought Reiki to the Western world, which is the United States. And So she's our second figurehead for Reiki. And the other one is Dr. Hayashi, Churo Hayashi. And he was a naval officer. He was retired. And so he used his medical knowledge he's known for hand placements when it comes to Reiki and sending healing energy. I should tell you what Reiki is, first of all. Reiki is made of two words, Rei and Ki. Rei is divine, omniscient, all-knowing, divine, that connection, that spirituality. Ki is energy, prana, chi. And so what is it? Divine energy. That's all it is. It's pure. And to me, it's pure love. I was given that is, I lost my train of thought. Sorry. My version, it is just pure love that knows exactly what to do to cleanse, clear, heal, mend, repair, restore the mind, the body, and the spirit. It works on all levels because we're not just this physical being. We are a spiritual being. We have mental body. We have an emotional body. First the physical, and then we have the emotional pictured about a foot away from us. And then there's another layer we call the mind or the mental body, another layer around us. And then we have our spiritual, which goes out as far as it wants to. And because of all these different layers, you may walk into a room and our auras, our energies are bouncing off each other. And you might be like, ooh, I don't like that person over there. You might feel their energy and it may not be a good energy. Or perhaps you're feeling, you sit in a chair, like I did this last week after church on Sunday, touched the menu. And I felt all this nervousness, all this horrible feeling. And I was with my friend who is a psychic, a reverend psychic. And she said, you see those policemen over there, that man that was sitting here, he had a lot of fear. He felt guilty. These people were over there. That's what I was picking up on. And so what I was told to do was to send him love. And Reiki is love. So you don't even have to be attuned to Reiki to do what I do, to send love. That's what we're here to do, to share love. And so I sent love and I did the Reiki symbol on the menu to clear it, clear that energy, and then was able to go about the day. So, let's see, where was I? I didn't get all my cheat sheets out here. Okay. All we need is love. And I think about that Beatles song, all we need is love. And that's true because love and fear can exist in the same place. So if we have love, then we can let go of fear, which I'm trying to do, still working on it. Thank you, Lord. We're here to awaken to the true divine purpose, to our true self. And we're here to help others awaken. And Reiki is a wonderful way to do that because it taps us into our intuition. And the person who's receiving the healing gets divine guidance as well. And Reiki is wonderful for many different things, for relaxing, it allows the body to heal itself. To just promote peace, stress reduction. When I'm working with somebody, it's a compliment. They'll say, I was aware of everything that was going on, but I was snoring. Well, that's a compliment because that means that person was so relaxed that God and the angels, true source of all it is, could cleanse and clear their energy and they're working on them. And it's obvious when that happens. And it can also detox a person. And I can use that word in there that all toxins leave the body through the natural waste system. And then they tell me they'll go to the bathroom afterward. Usually people have an urgent need to go afterwards because it is cleansing and clearing the body. And they come back and say, well, my urine was really strong smelling. Is that normal? And it scares them. Yes, it is normal. That means it worked. It means the energy was flowing. It means our chakras were aligning, cleansing, clearing. And so Reiki works on the chakra system, which is the main energy bodies in our body. And I can go over those. How many people have heard of the chakras? Most people in here. So that's good. That makes it easier. And we start with the root chakra, which is where we sit. It's lower chakra. And the color is red, represents I have, it's survival, about survival. And then we go to the sacrum, which was like a little bit below the belly button. The sacrum is sexuality and creativity. It's the color orange. And it represents I feel. It's also where the emotions are. And then we go up further to the stomach and the solar, they call that the solar plexus. And that's where I will. That's the will. That's, if you want to take back your willpower and if you feel attacked or whatever, work on sending love into your stomach, into your digestive system, into your solar plexus. The next one is one of my favorite, is your heart chakra. Of course, no explanation. That's where love is. And it's color green. And then we have our throat chakra, which is the color blue, which means I speak. And then we have the chakra here over our third eye, meaning I see, which is the color indigo. And then we have our highest chakra, which is violet, and it means I know. That's where divine knowledge comes from. And so what happens with Reiki, and say I'm a Reiki master. I've been doing this for 16 years. It may not sound like it, but I have. I'm just trying to. Anyway, I learned it 26 years ago. I was told once you've been attuned to the energy, it never goes away. This is true because I did family and friends and kept getting this knock, knock. Take it public, take it public. I'm like, I don't want to, I want to. Okay, take it public. So I did. And I've been doing that for like 16 years now. And I think I need a drink.
There's a bottle of water right there on the shelf.
Okay, thank you. Now they tell me. So with Reiki, as a Reiki master, I can attune people. I can transfer the energy to a person who wants to learn Reiki. And then they can become a Reiki practitioner. And to attune a person, what you're doing, these chakras, that's where all the light energy, the divine spirituality, where the divine love comes through. Just think of it as opening these channels and making them wider, brighter, so more love can come through. And then as the love can come through, that means clearing you out, clearing your energy. And the more you're clear, the more the energy can flow through. And so I advise people when they learn Reiki, and you can start working on yourself after one class, after Reiki one, you can start working on yourself. And it's important to clear these channels out before you go and heal the world, because we all have a lot of stuff. We have anger, we have issues from childhood. We have things we don't even know about that, or maybe we brought into this lifetime that we aren't even aware of. We're like an onion. There's layers and layers. Just when you think you have it figured out, oh, now I've got sadness to deal with. What's this about? This happened in childhood. Now I got to deal with that. And Reiki is a wonderful way to deal with these issues and just ask, remember to ask for divine guidance, because it's always there. We tend to forget we have free will. So we have to say, I need help on this. Tell me why I have this pain right here. Tell me what's this about. And if you tune in, whether you have Reiki or not, and if you do have Reiki, it'll be stronger, your intuition, and just ask, and then you'll be surprised at what you might hear. And then if you have, even if you don't have Reiki, you can place your hands there, send love there, because that's all Reiki is replacing fear, anger, stress, whatever it might be, replacing it with love. And Reiki works on the subtle energies of the body. And in fact, we'll do an exercise. Take your hands and go like this. All right, shake it off. All right. And now just close your eyes a minute and then place your hands slowly. Pull your hands together very, very slowly. See, just notice if you notice any subtle energies between your hands, and start going closer together and then pull apart and see if you can feel that energy in between your hands. Just practice pulling it in and out. And now you guys have an energy ball. And you can take that energy ball, and let's put love into that energy ball. And now let's take that energy ball and let's place it over our eyes. And we're going to send love into our eyes. Feel the peace. Already making me exhale. When you're ready, you can place it over your heart. Feel the love there, send the love there. Feel peace, rest, comfort, joy, happiness. Giving thanks. That's another Reiki precept. Just for today, I will be grateful for all my many blessings. Be grateful. Give thanks to Creator, Divine Love, Divine Source. Breathe in peace, love, joy. And when you're ready, you can shake it off and come back. Everybody's just done Reiki. I wasn't raised Catholic. For some reason, when I was like 19, I started collecting Mother Mary statues. I just felt she's beautiful. I love her. I don't know why. Well, I didn't believe in past lives at the time, but I'm pretty sure I was a nun in a past life. Anyway, I have a Mother Mary statue, and she's standing like this, palms up and out, and I can't help but think that she's doing Reiki. And I've seen Jesus statues, the same thing, palms out like this. And I can't help it. I think Macau Yusui, when he went up to the mountain, that's what he wanted to do, he wanted to heal like Jesus did. And so he went up there and meditated and prayed, and he fasted for 21 days, and he had 21 rocks, and he'd throw it down the hill, and the day passed, and on the 21st day, something came over him, this brilliant light, and he came down with the Reiki energy and the knowledge of Reiki, and he feels it, and I think it was rediscovered. It's always been there, but I think it was just rediscovered. And so he brought it and started a Reiki clinic. And what they would do is, for an hour, they'd have like four people work on you at one time. And if you've ever had a Reiki circle where everybody's sending love on you, you're laying on the table and everybody's sending divine love on, and it's just a wonderful, most peaceful feeling. And when I think of Reiki, I think of the clouds and the sun shining through, and you see those white lights, a bright light coming down. And just imagine standing underneath that light. And that's what Reiki feels like: peace, love, joy. You might feel warmth, you might feel tinglingness. You might get a thought or a vision, you might see colors, like I'm seeing now, the crown chakra color violet. And it's very peaceful, it's very loving, it's not invasive, it just allows the body to release whatever it needs to release, and allows the body to receive whatever it needs to receive, and release whatever it needs to release. Divine guidance, divine love, divine grace. And when I learned Reiki, I thought it was just to heal people, to heal animals. You can Reiki your plants. So if you're a farmer, like people I know in here, you can Reiki your plants and their crops and the things you grow. You can Reiki your farm animals even. There's nothing you can't Reiki, that because everything is energy. We are energy. We are vibrational beings in a vibrational universe. So everything is vibrating, and as the planet is escalating and vibrating at a higher frequency, we're all here to try to catch up, and that's what we're supposed to do. And if you can think it, you can Reiki it. I like to do prayers, intentions. I like to think of Reiki as prayers on steroids. It makes it that much stronger. And You can Reiki your plants, you can Reiki your animals, your food, your Reiki in the morning, your day, Reiki in the night, your sleep in the evening, Reiki your things that you need to go right. Like my phone just went black and it was dead. And so I set the intention that I'd get another phone for the least amount of money possible. I set the intention that I'd go to the Verizon and it wouldn't be busy. And I'd just walk right up and I'd have the most knowledgeable person and they'd know about Android phones, since most of them at these phone places seem to only know the other iPhones, Apple phones. Sure enough, I go in and the one guy is busy and the guy comes from the outside, from the back, and he's a manager and all he does is Android phones. So I had Reiki'd that, so it all went smooth and easy. The phone, I got it online for inexpensive, a lot cheaper than if I'd bought it there. But during this whole time, I'm like, worry, is this new phone going to work? Am I going to have everything? Because the old one's black. It worked through Bluetooth, and I could swipe it in the invisible place and it would answer the phone where I used to swipe and it would open up. But so if I had just let go and just trusted, everything was going to be all right, because it was, because I already set the intentions, I already Reiki'd it, and I should have just trusted and let it go, because it all happened the way I wanted it to. Going back to Reiki and food, I taught my friend Reiki, and we're at a restaurant in Asheville, and we get our plates and we got the same dish. And as we're giving thanks and to Reiki your food, you just place your hands over your food like this and giving thanks and blessed to nourish my body. I ask that I digest, assimilate, and eliminate with ease. Receive the nutrients I need to receive. And we're both doing this and we're like, it kept going and going and going. And we're looking at each other. Do you feel that? Yes. Oh my God. We can't Reiki it where it's well enough. We sent it back and we didn't either one taste it. We didn't want it to. We said, how can we send it back? We didn't even taste it. And so the waitress came, she goes, there's something wrong with this food. And can we place it for like our second choice? What we were kind of debating anyway. And so higher wisdom knew more than we did, it's not edible. Apparently, and maybe if I'd Reiki it and Reiki it, maybe we wouldn't have got as sick as some people, but it was very surprising. Another thing I like to Reiki is the animal shelter. I get the thing about Reiki, you can sit at home and you can send love and energy to anything. I like to send to the animal shelters. And when I used to do some sessions, I have a person, let's say they're releasing anger, and I'd have them visualize a balloon and put that anger in there. It goes up into the sky. Then we'd work on fear or whatever else came up. And so I was sending Reiki to an animal shelter one time, and I'm like, that's the first time I'd done it. I thought, hey, I can do long distance, so I'm going to send it to the animal shelter because they must have so much stress. Oh, my goodness. So I'm sending to the animal shelter, and in my mind, I see all these little tiny balloons. So I knew I was making a connection. I knew it was working. And another time I went to the cat shelter, it's Catman 2. He's somewhere, Cullowhee, I think. And I was there in person, and it was amazing how they say they'd be fighting. You send the Reiki, they stop fighting, or they'd let them just lay down. And they had more adoptions that month than ever, including a cat that was 20 years old. And it was beautiful. Well, now I don't even have to leave my bedroom, and I can send it at any time. I don't have to necessarily show up. And another good place to send is to the hospital. I know there's a lot of people praying, asking for help. So send the energy, send the love to the hospital, and people are praying and asking for it. Ask that the Reiki energy, divine love, and healing go to whoever needs it for the highest and best good. I taught a student in Reiki 2 is Reiki 1 aligns you to the energy. Reiki 2 empowers you, because Reiki 2 is when you learn the long distance symbol. That's when you can do Reiki from your home to anywhere, any place. You can send it to another country. You can send it to the world. You can send it anywhere. And I told her, you know, if your car doesn't work, doesn't start, Reiki it. Well, lo and behold, sure enough, walks out after the class, her car wouldn't start. I said, Alicia, I just taught you Reiki it. And she did, and it started. There's just no limit to where what you can put divine love into. That's all it is divine love. And one time, oh, and then I should tell you about, okay, we did Reiki 1, aligns you, Reiki 2, empowers you. Reiki 3 is when you want to become a Reiki master, meaning that you can now attune people to the energy. And what you do is we do symbols and intentions and prayers, and when we open their light energy centers where it's bigger, brighter, and more open so that they can send divine love. And anybody can send divine love anytime, any place, whether you have Reiki or not. And this just makes it stronger, brighter, bigger, and use it on anything. I was working on a person recently, and I'm cleansing, clearing, the angels are talking to me, and I hear cleanse and clear the hippocampus. I'm like, the what? And it's divine guidance. So I know, okay, it must be something important. And I'm like, I got to look that up later. And I'm sending it and sending it. And I'm guided where to place my hands. And Reiki can be done above or touching the body. And now you have to have a massage license to touch the body. So I don't do that. And it'll go through doors, through tennis shoes, through to other states. So, you know, you don't have to touch the body. You can just send the energy. And so anyway, it's all good. So you have Reiki 1, Reiki 2, Reiki 3, then that means you want to teach. And if you want to teach or pass the attunements, then you need the Reiki 3. Otherwise, most people don't need it because most people just work on themselves, or they work on family and friends, or they do the long distance thing, which is really empowering whenever you send it to your cars, your plants, your whatever. And there's one time when I first learned Reiki, and this was 26 years ago, I had a van and the brakes stopped working. And I'm like praying, please let it get home. I asked any angels, guides from the other side, know how to fix brakes, please take care of it. Then I parked it. I didn't have far to go. And I'm like pumping. I made it safely. Thank goodness. Well, then the manager came out the next day and I had to move it one space over. I'd parked in the wrong spot. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to try this. And then I'd already set up for a mechanic and get in the van. Brakes work fine. I backed up, no problem. I've tested around the block. Well, I'm fine. And I went further and further. I'm like, I guess it's fine. So you never know. It's always worth a try. And another thing I like to Reiki, which I have a 40-year-old dryer. We've been in the house 22 years, maybe it's more like 30 years. I know it probably was there since the house was built, 1978, however many years that is. And the dryer many times decides it doesn't want to work. So let's put more energy into it. Sure enough, I Reiki it. It started. I've done this 8 or 9 times. Kid you not. Maybe Reiki's a mechanic. I don't know. I had another client and in one session, her plantar fasciitis disappeared, and she couldn't believe it. She woke up that morning expecting the pain, and it wasn't there. And I know the reason is because I was guided, okay, mother issues. Okay, we took her back to childhood. We took her back to dealing with her mother, placing the mother under a healing waterfall, cleansing, clearing all the anger and the resentment and fear and all this stuff. And we worked a lot on the mother. And so she was able to step forward in life with ease. So that's why it happened, I believe, is because we took away what caused it in the first place. Not we, meaning spirit, God did it. I didn't do it. I was just a conduit. I'm just the divine source, God is source. And then there's, I'm just the light switch or the electricity, which comes out to, and then you have the power into to the person you're working with, into the flow, and which is all love. Reiki is a wonderful thing for burns. It is amazing what it can do with burns. I burnt my finger at a restaurant. They were going to bring out the apple cobbler. My mother wanted some, so I'm like, as soon as it came out, rush up there and get her some apple cobbler. And that pot was straight as metal, huge pan like this, and it was straight from the oven. And I touched it accidentally when I'm trying to fill up the pan. And got a severe burn. It blistered. It was red. And my mother's, oh, here's some butter. No, I don't want butter. Oh, go run it, put it in my ice water. No, I'm just going to rake it. And she's just like, oh, she was so upset and so worried. I'm like, no, let me take care of it. I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to do my thing. 2 hours later, it was like it never happened. And there was nothing there. And made a believe around my brother and my mother. And still, I'll go to her house and I cook a lot there. I don't cook much at home, but I cook more there. And I bought some special stuff in case you burn yourself. I said, Mom, I don't need it. I don't want it. So anyway, I forgot to talk about there's another chakra coming into being, into light, because we are awakening and our vibration is raising higher and higher, and it's called the higher heart chakra. It is located between the heart and the throat, and it is called the higher heart. It is the seat of the soul, and it's the thymus gland. This is where our immune system is, and it's the color turquoise or aquamarine. It's the place of spiritual growth and understanding. It facilitates inner divine transformation, vitality, well-being. That's where we can speak from the heart. And I believe that this is something that's coming in because of the ascension process. I think it's always been there. It's been dormant, but now it's becoming more prevalent. And the more we awaken and the more we grow spiritually, the more powerful this area is going to be. In fact, that working through my fear, that I felt it here. I'm like working on it, working like there. I could feel the heat, and I know that, okay, it's blocked. I got to work on it, which I did. And I have to thank Aiden, because I'm here because of him, because of his miracle and another finger issue. He cut it with a saw to the bone. And so I went to yoga on a Monday night, and Ashley was teaching yoga, and he wasn't participating because he hurt himself, fell off the greenhouse. Am I telling that correctly? Okay. Anyway, hurt his back and also the finger, and he had a mandate on it. He had electric tape and what was it, a paper towel or something? Did you wash it at least? No, he's like, I'm busy, I'm working, I got to keep going. So fast forward 6 o'clock and we're doing yoga. And after class, I said, hand me your hand. And he kind of reluctantly did so. And I just put my hand like this above, didn't touch, and his hand in between, and sent the Reiki energy and the love. And then later also, I did long distance and I sent some, about 10 minutes work, about 10 o'clock at night. And he said he cut an artery, not an artery, what do you call it? Just a vessel, blood vessel. He said blood shooting everywhere. When you redressed it the next day, blood everywhere. And then that wasn't it, the very next day, he took the Band-Aid off, a real Band-Aid then, I guess. The next day, it was like it never happened. And this is cut to the bone. And I have to thank him because he prompted me to face my fear, stand up here, speak to you guys, and open this high heart chakra. And so thank you for that. And I can't see the time. I think it's getting getting close. Okay. Okay. All right. I think, let's see if there's anything else I'd like to share before I go. Does anybody have any questions? Yes. 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 I can teach it. Maybe we can have one here or something. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other questions? That's a good question. I haven't reiki'd those. That's a good question. Do you have one now?
No.
Okay.
I
was going to say, maybe I could send some love to it.
Really, when you think about, you know, sometimes the bodies are invaded by other
parasites. Yeah, like, right.
Energy also.
Right. Maybe send love to it. Maybe it'll leave you alone. Which reminds me, in parasites, politics, politicians, what it made me think about what we need to do when we get so angry about politicians. We need to send love to them. And that releases the fear, the greed, whatever. It helps anyway. And if everybody's sending love, like Kim Jong-un, you know, I can't even say his name, the Korean president, I sent him Reiki. All I heard was he's going to send off a missile, send off a missile, send off a threatening, threatening, threatening. Next thing you know, didn't hear about it. It's not me. I'm not the only one that said it. I'm sure I'm not the only one. And I'm not saying I did it or, you know, but divine source worked through me and probably many other people, and it stopped. And and that exercise we did earlier with the ball thing, imagine or pretend the world and send love and peace to the world. And that's a great exercise. There's so much love we can send. There's so many different things we can send love to, whether it's Reiki, which is amped up. So just think about things that you can just send love into. So. Anything else?
Janine, I wanted to say something to answer Pat's question.
Yes.
Because when we're working like on bacterial infections or parasites or anything, those are living beings with a will to live as well. And I like to think of sending them love, and it would be same with jiggers, to and help enable them to raise their vibration to something that is cooperative with my body, that's synergistic,
right?
Rather than sending Reiki to end their lives.
Right, right. Well, yeah, I wasn't thinking end of the life. I was thinking, yeah, send them love and maybe they'll just leave you alone is what I was thinking. Yeah.
There's that too, that they could move somewhere else.
Right.
But
right.
That they are, to recognize that they are, as a being. Pat said, that they are living beings. With souls in many cases as well, just and that we're just offering them an opportunity to evolve,
like we are.
That's the way I like to look at it.
I like it. Thank you.
It was first time I experienced Reiki.
First time you experienced Reiki.
I was out west and I just happened to be at someone's house where. She was a Reiki master, but she was in the hospital and she told us to go stay there. And every week she had people in there practicing Reiki. And so it was
wonderful.
Like 16 tables in this huge room. And
that'd
they had
wonderful.
Four people at a table and one table only had three. So my friend came in and said, can you come out and help us? And I said, well, I haven't done this. What do I do? She said, you don't have to do anything, just allow the energy to flow. Well, that's what I did. I was almost asleep. They tell me where to put my hands, but I could feel the energy drawing and flowing.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's wonderful.
It was fascinating.
Uh-huh. See, some of us already have that much as
I think we all have. I think it's
yeah, we
just
all do.
Prayer.
And some more than others. And yeah, if you want to ramp it up even more.
Yeah, I think Reiki kind of is like prayer.
Yes.
It's just
amplified.
And I learned all kinds of things once I quit my job teaching and went out west, where all these healing things were coming to me. And I got an earache in Sedona. I learned the ear canaling, and I'm thinking, I'm not cleaning anybody's ears out. It was the same kind of thing. I was making them and trading with people. And when you get still and take the time, it just, all of it will come through.
Whatever you need is provided. That's right. When the student's ready, the teacher appears, or the candles appear, or the opportunity. Yes. But, yes.
So are you bringing, you know, being the root chakra starts at the bottom?
Yes.
Are you bringing the energy up, or are you bringing the divine energy
down? The energy through the crown and down, usually, is the way I work it.
So the person who made the open up the crown,
are you talking about like the third eye? Are you wanting to open the third eye? Right, right. Right. I think with the intention and prayer and ask. And do you do Reiki yourself? Or you, so you're already familiar with Reiki, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But I was told to start.
Oh, the bottom up? Oh, okay. Right, right. I bring divine in first and then work around. And yeah, I would ask. Yeah, put your hands here and ask. Yeah, yes.
The way I was taught is when you put your hands over somebody and let the energy flow through your hands, then it's like an electric switch. Turn your hand off, turn the energy off before you take your hand back. And that way the other person's energy doesn't come back into you.
I haven't heard that technique. I do different techniques. I just visualize like a circle around them, or I'll usually run around the table, sealing in the Reiki energy. And then I put a lightning bolt between us, and I put a circle around me and say, my energy is my energy, yours is yours. That's what I do. But yeah, there's different. Yeah, I've been told you can touch the wall to ground yourself and to separate the energy. But I think just intention and asking works. Anything else? Thanks for letting me speak. Thank you. Got over my first fear, huge fears.